United States Steel, USS, the industrial family that serves the nation, presents the Theater Guild on the air. Our stars, Oscar Homolka and Eileen McMahon. The play, Papa Is All, by Patterson Green, produced on the air tonight by the Theater Guild, one of America's foremost theatrical producers. Every day, everywhere, you are served by products of steel. In your home, in your business, in your travel. The trademark of United States Steel, USS, on any steel product is your guide to quality steel. And now, direct from the stage of the Vanderbilt Theater in New York, the United States Steel Corporation brings you Papa Is All. And here is Roger Pryor speaking for the Theater Guild.
Good evening, everyone. The scene of our play is the fertile farmland of Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, home of the thrifty Pennsylvania Dutch and the Mennonites. Papa and Mama Aucamp are Mennonites, known as the Plain People. They don't hold with things that are worldly or frivolous. Oh, no. Mama wears a primed gown with a high-neck bodice, a long, full skirt, and a small, becoming Mennonite bonnet. Papa, too, dresses severely, but aside from his sober clothes, there's nothing of the true Mennonite about Papa. Like most dictators everywhere, Papa is a victim of self-delusion. So let's listen now to the characteristic cadence of Pennsylvania Dutch speech and learn what happens when Papa Is All, starring Oscar Homolka as Papa and Eileen McMahon as Mama, and featuring Peggy Conklin and Elliot Reed. Every spring, standing prominently in front of the auctioneer's booth at the cattle sale, is a grim-faced, forbidding-looking man. He's Papa Aucamp. This year, one of his cows is dead, and he wants a new one, the best he can find for the least money. Papa Aucamp, besides being a mean man, is a near man. Wonderful near. Just plain stingy.
I'm bid 300 from Mr. Ditzler for this straight-line Guernsey cow. Going once at 300. Going twice, going three times, sold to Mr. Ditzler. Oh, and now for this brindle cow. I know, she's a little skinny.
$35.
Come, Mr. Zorn, we want a serious bid, please.
$100
and 50 cents.
Mr. Outcome, such a bid you can't make now.
Leave me be, Zimmer. I know what I'm doing.
Do I hear another bid?
$110.
That's more like it. $110. Who'll say 120?
$110 and 25 cents.
Watch it up, Cap. You're getting reckless. Mr. Aucamp, this is a cattle auction, not a 10-cent store.
$120.
Mr. Aucamp, bid now. Good bid.
$120 and 10 cents.
Ah, let him have it.
Sure, it's a mean cow.
Yeah, mean like old man Alcom.
I'm bid $120 and 10 cents from Mr. Alcom.
Wait till he gets that cow home.
Going once, going twice, going three times. Sold to Mr. Alcom.
A bargain I get, eh, Zimmer?
You might better got the Guernsey, Mr. Alcom.
Too dear.
Yeah, your neighbor I've been long enough to know it's always everything too dear for you.
We go home, Zimmer, now.
In the meantime, Mama Aucamp and Jake are at home making the most of Papa's absence. It's May 1941, but the shining copper pots and pans, the kerosene lamps, the stone jugs filled with water from the pump, and the ancient iron cook stove look more like May 1900. But Papa Aucamp likes it that way. Papa is a staunch foe of change.
Such a funny evening out, Jake. Full moon it gives, and it's daylight still.
The shadows make like patches on the hill. Like you're quilting somewhat, Mama.
Some wood the stove needs now, Jake.
Oh, yeah, Mama.
Papa's dumplings cooking there.
He'll be back from Lancaster for supper still.
Jake, now you know Papa don't uphold with eat now.
Yeah, but when he goes to the fair...
He gets home still for supper.
So peaceful it is without him, Mama. If he could go only more often to the fair that way.
Yeah, Jake, but if he goes more often, he spends so his money on cows. And then, Jake, with us, he is more near than ever.
Only this time, he need a cow for really, Mama. Since our old Guernsey cow is all.
Yeah, this time he is right, Jake. Is your invention done nearly?
Ach, Mama, it's no invention. It's just a drawing, like, of a machine. I'm studying how the gear should go one into the other.
Emma told her Bill about your invention.
The surveyor? Mm. Yeah?
Yeah, he knows about such things, being a surveyor, that way.
Oh, yeah. He said I should go to a school in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh? Jake, now. Papa don't let you go off the farm, hardly. A school in Pittsburgh you could never go at.
Oh, you don't go to this school, Mama. They send you your lessons only in a letter, and you send it them back, and then they send you it back again with the mistakes on.
Papa wouldn't uphold with such a school.
I could make me my lessons while he's away. And then maybe someday I could make me such a machine that could fly so.
Papa says flying is sinful.
Then why ain't it sinful to have an automobile car?
An automobile car don't fly, Jake. And anyway, Papa don't drive it, none. He rides in it only.
Yeah, it's a bargain he makes. He'll get a ride, and he'll let the devil get somebody else for driving it still.
If you could once feel to believe, Jake, like Papa and me.
But if I feel to believe, Mama, who'd drive for Papa his automobile car?
Jake, a joke you make all this.
I could believe better if I could be sure it wouldn't make me like Papa none. Emma, too.
Oh, Emma, where is she now, Jake? I want you should get in behind Papa gets home. All this, it's late when you let Emma do your milking all.
Emma's not so handy for the milking.
The Jersey cow don't give down so good to Emma. Papa says she's mean.
She ain't mean, Mama. She just don't like Papa only. I don't like him also.
Check now. Other boys got the Papa and they don't talk so about them.
Other boys ain't got Papa. Well, I'll go to help Emma. But milking, I don't think she is yet.
No, where is she?
Her Bill saw Papa go away this morning. By the style, he's been waiting
Jake,
already.
Jake, now better you hurry some. If Papa was to find her with Bill already...
Yeah, I'll tell her now, Mama.
Emma, won't you let me take you to a picture show?
A picture show, Bill?
Sure. There's a swell double feature in Lancaster tonight.
Oh, a picture show I've never seen once.
Listen, Emma, we can't go on this way any longer. Like we're doing something we have to be ashamed of. I want to take you around and show you off. I'm proud of you.
Proud I am of you, too, Bill. Awful proud.
Emma! Emma, where are you now?
Oh, here, Jake, by the stile.
Emma!
Mama said you should come home now.
Hello, Jake.
Hello.
Jake, Bill wants to take me by Lancaster to a picture show.
Emma, Papa'd hide you if he even knew you was thinking about a picture show only.
I'd like to see that Papa of yours once, just once.
Bill, don't be even saying such a thing now. If you saw him once only, I could never see you again. Not ever.
Oh, yeah, she has right. Emma, the milking now, is it done already?
Yes, Jake. By the spring house it is.
In the crock still?
Yeah, but Jake, I was hurrying some and I knocked one of Papa's crocks from the shelf off.
Emma, one of the new ones still?
Yeah, right in half it broke.
Oh, Papa'll be wonderful spited.
I hid the pieces in the Jersey cow's feed bin.
Emma now, if she was to eat them that way.
Oh, she won't. She's smart, that cow.
I'll go take Mama her milk. But you come soon now, Emma. Behind Papa gets back.
Till a minute now.
Bye, Bill.
Goodbye, Jake.
Bill, if it gives a chance, you'll come tomorrow here?
It's so long to wait till tomorrow to see you, Emma.
Yeah, it's long for me, too.
Emma, come with me tonight, please. Won't you try?
I'll try, Bill. Awful hard, I'll try to find the dares to do it.
Here now, Mama. I brought your milk up.
Yeah, Jake, put it there by the cupboard.
Right.
And Jake, this here is Mr. Prendle. At first, I took him for a soldier. But he says no. He's a policeman only.
Hello, Jake.
Yeah?
He stopped to find out if we could tell him where the Moyer place is. You tell him, Jake. Oh, this I get it wrong, so.
You go first north. Until you come to the new cutoff, you go east and a half a mile, and then you turn again north. And you come to the little white house.
Jake, a truck are here now.
Yeah. It's him, Mama.
It's Papa come now, mister.
How can you tell?
Oh, Zimmer's truck, I know.
David Zimmer? Why, he's my cousin.
Think of that one. He's Zimmer's cousin and a policeman still. Ach, but Papa, he wouldn't like him, no. How better you go now. It's too late already.
With my back turned, you make some work. Visitors.
Still. Papa, it's a policeman only.
I don't uphold with no policeman.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Oldcamp, but after all, somebody's got to enforce the law.
It shouldn't give no law, but God's law.
Maybe not, but then who'd make people mind it?
Papa.
Quiet, Double. You don't know better as the policeman here.
Jake's like you, Mr. Prenzel. He's worldly, too.
Worldly?
Yeah, he don't believe like Papa and me.
A Double, clear in the head he is. Already at his age, I fail to be plain. My father and his father before him followed the faith only. From the old country, they come to this place here so to believe what they feel to believe, without any unchristian fool like you tell them different.
Look here, Mr. Oldcamp. Just because I don't believe what you do doesn't mean I'm unchristian.
Unchristian you are still. Spending your time only telling people how they should act still with other people. People should live alone by themselves, sir, from other people away. Then it don't need no law and no policeman to tell them what they should do and what they should don't do. It need only the word of the Bible to tell them.
Look, Mr. Oldcamp, I respect your beliefs, and I know a lot of your neighbors who feel the same way. Only they don't act like you do.
If they believe like me, then like me they should act.
That's where you're wrong, Mr. Oldcamp, because you take advantage of your faith to get your own way about things.
Such talk I don't hold with.
No, you don't hold with anything you can't answer, do you, Mr. Oldcamp? And you certainly don't hold with me. So I'd better be going.
Ghosted.
Well, goodbye, Jake.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Oldcamp.
Goodbye. Well,
thank you very much.
For why he thank you, Mama. For why, I say.
For nothing, Papa, except it gives good manners to say somewhat besides goodbye only.
Good manners ain't needful any.
No, Papa, but they don't hurt none also.
Where's Emma at?
By the barn, Papa, doing her milking or?
I just come now from the barn putting the new brindle cow in. By the barn she wasn't. And once she should be in behind, I get here. I'll learn her yet.
Jake, where is she now?
By the stile, talking to Bill, I left her.
Papa, only don't find her there.
Mama.
Emma, now, such a scare as you give us. Papa's gone to look for you.
I know, Mama. I seen him. I hid behind a tree till he went by already.
But why you did that?
I didn't want him to see me. I was happy a little. I wanted to stay that way some longer. Mama. Mama, Bill wants me to go to a picture show tonight by Lancaster.
Ach, if you could only.
Oh, if Papa had got home late only. Or if he had car trouble. Or a wreck.
The picture show she couldn't be going with Papa laying out all wrecked somewhere.
The picture show she can't be going if he ain't.
Well, it ain't right. You can't have a young man without you should wreck Papa.
I know, Mama. I know. I just asked. Just to hear myself asked it.
Is Bill such a pleasing man now, Emma?
Awful pleasing, Mama. Every day he shaves. For really? And every night when he gets through working, he takes a bath.
All over?
Papa keeps us like in jail so we don't have to hire out no help that way.
Jake, now.
That's why he gives out that I'm queer in the head and why Emma can't see her Sir Ware in the parlor like other girls. So nobody can use us but him. Mama, I've been thinking already. We got a right to make what in the city they call a strike.
Strike Papa, Jake?
No, Mama, it don't mean like strike in the face. It just means you'd have off. Take now tomorrow morning. I don't go to the barn. Emma don't feed the chickens. You don't get breakfast.
How would Papa otherwise get his pancakes?
He ain't, Mama, don't you see? All we got to do is don't do nothing.
You mean I should sit all day in my Windsor chair like I had off?
Yeah, you could sit some.
Oh, but I don't like it to be all day off.
But, Mama, when you make a strike, you got to have off when you don't want it, so after you can have it a little off always.
Well, wouldn't be rightful, Jake. And anyway, I wouldn't dare.
Oh, none of us dares do anything in this house. If we could take a stand against him only, what could he do?
Cross he could get.
Cross he gets anyway, even when we don't take a stand.
If only once we could try it.
I could get me machine parts.
I could get the telephone at.
And the water in pipes from a faucet out.
So, some words more you make while I'm gone still.
No, Papa, Emma's here.
I see her.
She came in just behind you left.
It's the Double now. Jake?
Yeah, Papa?
Such food it gives now the Jersey cow's food bin.
Oh.
Jake, pick the pieces up. On your hands and knees, Double. Now. Your face, I rubbed
it. Papa, don't.
I'll show you how it feels when it gives you a face, such a broken crock.
Please, don't, Papa. It didn't mean no harm now.
So, Mama, my cow dead if I don't come home and find out about it. You'll tell me now, Jake. What was the crock pieces and the feet been for?
I don't know.
Did you put them there?
Yes, Papa.
For why?
I don't know.
The whip now from the porch. You get me.
Papa, don't whip Jake.
Yeah, Emma. Why shouldn't I don't?
It was I done it.
Such a devil is in you still, Emma.
I tried to hide the pieces.
A devil is in you for really. I'd have right to lay a whip on your back, too.
No, Papa, you won't.
The hand of God will be on you, Emma, or come. Jake, get me the whip. What's this on the table still?
My drawings, Papa.
With all the work to do, you loaf in the house and make pictures, devices still.
Please, Papa. Please, don't burn them.
And any more, I find they go in the stove after. Now go to the barn, you, and put some hay for the new cow in. Go now, quick.
Yes, Papa.
And you, Mama, out in that lamp. And my supper. On the table it should be already.
In a minute, Papa.
In a minute I come from down upstairs. In a minute it'd be on the table now.
Yes, Papa. I can't stand it. I can't stand it anymore, Mama.
Jake's drawings is black a little only from the stove.
Mama, I'm going with Bill.
Emma, now, you're set for a good much trouble.
I can't help it.
Always you're so warm in the head.
Well, if you say so, Mama, I won't go.
Oh, I don't say you should go, and I don't say you should don't. If I leave you the door open, will you lock it good after?
Oh, Mama. Are you afraid, Mama?
I don't rightly know, Em.
You needn't be. It ain't sinful. It don't feel sinful, Annie. Jake, Emma is going.
Did you give her durst, Mama?
No, but to give her.
And anyway, she goes still?
Good night, Mama. Good night, Jake.
And her? A girl only.
Yeah, when her back she gets up, she's wonderful brave.
Oh, I ain't brave ever, Mama.
Mama! Where's Emma?
Jake, in Emma's bed. Get down, quick.
By the stairs I can't go. He's coming down.
Could you climb up at the porch?
Mama!
Yeah, maybe by the porch. If I have time only.
Was that Emma seen by the big meadow crossing?
Emma still.
Emma, I said.
Ain't she gone to her room still?
I'll see.
Papa, if she's asleep already.
Asleep she can't be already. No dinner she's had.
No, dinner she didn't want. She was some tired.
Tired still. I'll wake her up.
Is she there, Papa?
Yeah. She's in bed there. And why you ask me now? Ain't you told me she was there?
Yes, Papa.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I just feel I don't want to stand up about it.
Where's Jake at?
Oh, she sent him to the barn before.
He should be back sooner. I'll look once myself and see what he's making this time.
Yes, Papa. You look once.
Jake, now.
Emma, he thought I was.
I didn't breathe none at all till I was sure you had time to get into bed.
With my shoes on, I got in. Such washing it makes you, Mama.
It'll be worse as washing if Papa finds out there were.
Mama, do you think she's with Bill now?
Yeah, she should be in his automobile car already.
Oh, worth it. I hope it will be for her.
Yeah, Jake. I can see it's worth it. Full much worth it.
Bill, I can hardly believe it's me. Here at Lancaster, going to a picture show already.
It's you all right, Emma. I wouldn't be taking anybody else.
The next complete show starts today.
Oh, better be going quick now.
Hey, wait a minute, Emma. I've got to buy us tickets first.
Oh, yeah.
Two of your best seats, please.
Immediately seating in the balcony.
Come on, Emma. We're not going to sit in the balcony. We'll find some seats downstairs.
Oh, Bill, was ever such an exciting evening.
Better we hurry now, Mrs. Dinglebugger, to see both pictures.
Mrs. Yoda, look now. Going into the theater.
Two downstairs places, please. What? Mrs. Dinglebugger, where should I look still?
Emma Aukamp with a young man.
Emma Aukamp? Where?
Just going in the door there.
Oh, my eyes, I I can hardly believe.
Oh, you're changed still, Mrs. Yoder.
Oh, I forgot. Such a shock I got. Papa Oakamp must be sick.
Could he be dead yet?
Such luck they couldn't have.
Mama.
Yes, Papa.
Did you lock the door?
The door.
The door, I said. Did you lock it?
Yes, Papa.
A noise I heard. I go look.
No, Papa, no. It gives no noise. You dreamed the noise, maybe.
Maybe.
Yes, Papa. Maybe.
Oh, Jake, such sunshine it gives. I come out here in the yard once to look at it a little.
You're wonderful spirited, Emma.
It's a wonderful world, Jake. You're wonderful. Mama's wonderful.
And Papa. Papa ain't wonderful, none at all.
Jake, he don't know nothing.
If he knowed something, he'd be telling you himself already.
If he don't find out only.
Yeah, if he don't.
There's he now, Jake.
Talking to Dittendorf the fence over if he'll trade the brindle cow. A mean cow he buy always. Then to Dittendorf he tries to trade it still.
There's Mama.
By the house. I moved her down the quilting frame. She's in the kitchen quilting with Mrs. Yoder.
Again, I lost my blue thread, Mrs. Yoder.
In your working basket, maybe, Mrs. Oakham.
The blue thread in my working basket is purple all.
Oh, well, blue's better when it's purple a little.
Mrs. Oakham, you got the new mail order book there.
Yeah, Papa gets it for the farm tools only. He don't buy none, though.
Could I look at it once?
Yeah, sure.
Such a nice dress here. Look, Mrs. Oakamp, I could make over my geranium print that way if you leave me take the book home yet.
Oh, take it still, Mrs. Yoder. I don't uphold a dressing worldly none.
Yeah, when you wear plain, you don't need to study about how you'll dress that way. But Emma, now, a nicer dress this might be for her than what she had last night by the picture show act.
What say?
I say that Emma wore last night by the picture show.
You seen Emma by Lancaster at?
If I didn't, I was so surprised you could have knocked me with a shovel over.
Mrs. Yoder, you wouldn't speak nothing about it to him, to Papa. Hmm?
He don't know it, Mrs. Oakley.
No, for how could Emma have otherwise gone?
Well, think on that once. If I ain't glad you give her bills, and don't worry whatever about me, I ain't telling Annie. And what's more, I'll say to everyone else who's seen her not to speaking nothing about it also.
Who's seen her else?
Oh, a few and late. The Schwenkfelders, maybe, and the Ditzlers, and Rebecca Klassman was there with a stranger from Coswell out.
Oh, that's full many people.
And there ain't one of them won't be glad to help Emma some.
Oh, Mrs. Yoder, you won't forget now to remember you don't tell anybody.
Well, I feel like I don't dare speak, whatever.
Oh, come, Papa.
Could we sing somewhat?
No, Papa, ain't much for singing.
Oh, well, yeah. When you sing that way, you don't speak, Annie.
Yeah, let's sing a little. I make an alto if I otherwise can. It came upon a midnight clear, the glorious sun.
Where's my almanac?
What say?
My almanac.
Oh, Jack took it upstairs to read a while.
I'll learn him to take what's mine already.
Oh, Papa. Othman Diebold gives the almanac to Jake, ain't he, didn't?
What's in this house is mine now. Fetch me it.
Yes, Papa. Mrs. Yoder, don't you feel to sing any?
Oh, for sure. It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious...
I don't uphold to singing.
Oh, Mr. Alcamp, I forgot.
Singing is for church.
Does it look like rain, Annie?
Look yourself the window out.
A little rain, we could use it, though, think not.
No.
It's like a picture I seen once where they didn't have no rain and the only horses they got was a camel. Oh, I forgot. You don't uphold the picture shows also.
Devices of the devil, dear.
Mr. Oakham, but that's your own...
What's that?
It came upon a midnight kiss.
The chick had put it in his booking box to bed. Mrs. Yelter. Mrs. Yelter. You could let sing him now a little.
Such a relief now. But I ain't spoken nothing for all about what you told me not to.
What's that?
Mrs. Yelter, if you feel to go home, Annie, I wouldn't otherwise keep you. You'll come back till a little, eh?
Yeah, till a little, maybe, when supper is all. Goodbye.
Secrets you make behind my back,
no,
Mama?
No, Papa.
Mama, some of the gifts you ain't told me. Some of the gifts last night.
No, Papa, no.
In your whole life already you ain't lied to me, never. I ask you now right out. What was it last night?
Last night it was nothing, Papa.
Your word you give?
Yes, Papa.
Oh, Mrs. Lockham, such forgetfulness I got. The dress picture I left behind
me. Mrs. Yoder, right here on the windowsill.
May I bring it back till I finish
it? It ain't needful, Mrs. Yoder. I don't use it, Amy.
But for Emma, maybe.
Emma got close enough.
Oh, yeah, sure, Mr. Lockham. But the nicer dress she had on by Lancaster last night. Well, I give you goodbye. Come in a little
later. In Lancaster still.
Papa, please. She's a young girl only.
In my own house, you turn again me and uphold to lying and deceitfulness.
It was only to a picture show she went that way.
Hold your mouth with such lies in it.
Mama, is there something wrong?
You ask Emma Orkamp?
Mama, what is it?
Where was you last night?
Where was I? Why? He knows Emma, Mrs. Yolker, she's seen you.
You shame me. You shame my house. At my head, I should ever hold up again with you roaming the street at night like a...
That word you don't use at me, Papa.
You sass me back.
You call me no more such names. I've done nothing any more than what I got full right to do.
You leave my house without you ask me the dust. You trade some trot in the night like a cat or whatever. Sneaking out from the house, sneaking back in what hour ever. I'll learn you once.
Stop it, Papa. If you touch me, I'll kill you with my own hands dead.
What, say?
What right have you got to treat us worse than cattle in the barn and pigs in the sty even? Why shouldn't I go with a young man out?
A young man still? Who are he?
I'm not telling, Annie.
Jake! So now, where is Jake?
Out here, Papa.
Come in.
Yes, Papa?
Fetch me the whip. Emma, you will tell me who you are still?
I'm not telling, Papa.
He went
with me.
Take the whip now.
It was me, Papa. It was me went with her.
No more lies, Doppel. Your turn's coming till I get the truth out of this. Fetch me the whip now.
It's the surveyor still. My work's on the new cutoff making.
So, the surveyor. A foreigner you take. Worse as a gypsy even from the ditches out. Jake, get me the auto car out.
It ain't working good, Papa.
Get me it out there, say, or it gives the whip for Emma. I'll learn a vagabond to disgrace like me like that.
No, no, Papa. Don't take that gun now.
That guns it gives for vagabonds and varmints. Chief, you cannot.
Till a minute only, Papa. Emma, don't you worry none.
Oh, you'll kill him. No, really.
Chief!
I'll stop him sooner.
Oh, nobody can stop him.
I can. What it'll be, I ain't studied yet, but I promise you now, Emma. I'll stop him. Whatever.
You are listening to Papa Is All, produced by the Theater Guild on the Air and presented by the United States Steel Corporation. And now, here is George Hicks with a Christmas message.
The night was dark and cold, and there was snow on the hills of Judea, as a weary man led a donkey into the outskirts of a town in southern Palestine. He and his wife had come a long way. According to the Romans, the date was 754. A According to our calendar, it was 1 day B.C. And the man and his wife were Joseph and Mary. Through the crowded streets of Bethlehem, they went to the inn. But there was no room for them. So they took refuge in the only place they could find, a warm stable. And there, in the stable, a boy was born. A manger was his crib. About that time, three wise men entered the city of Jerusalem. They said that they'd been led by a star out of the east to find the newborn child who would be king of his people, and they bore gifts of gold and incense for the infant. The three wise men were directed to Bethlehem because an ancient prophecy had foretold the birth of the ruler there. In the stable, as the happy parents were admiring their firstborn, shepherds came bringing presents. They told how they'd been tending their sheep on the hills around Bethlehem when an angel appeared and said, "I bring you tidings of great joy. This day is born a Savior, Christ the Lord." And then the sky was filled with angels saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Glory to God! Glory to God in the highest! And peace on earth!
Pause now for station identification.
Your station is KECA Los Angeles.
You are listening to the Theater Guild on the Air, presented by the industrial family that serves the nation, United States Steel.
And now the curtain rises on the second act of Papa Is All by Patterson Green, starring Oscar Homolka as Papa and Aline McMahon as Mama, featuring Peggy Conklin as Emma and Elliot Reed as Jake. Papa Ocamp has discovered that Emma, in her desperate strike for freedom, has done the unforgivable and gone to a picture show the last night with her bill. Furious at this defiance of his ironclad tyranny, Papa seized his ancient revolver and ordered poor Jake to take him in the automobile car to Lancaster in search of Bill. Meanwhile, Emma and Mama are sitting at home fearing and expecting the worst.
It's every minute seems like a lifetime since they've gone, Mama.
Yeah, but it's not more as an hour only.
If there was only somewhat we could do.
Papa makes it always so that it's nothing for to do.
If I could have telephoned to Bill.
Yeah, telephone would be some handy.
Mama, isn't there some way I could warn him still?
Emma, now it gives nothing to do but wait only.
Mama, how can you be so easy and quiet?
Easy and quiet, I ain't inside, Emma. But with Papa already, I got some practice being that way outside.
Outside or inside, also I can't be easy with Papa shooting my Bill.
Emma, no, he ain't shot him yet, none.
How do you know he ain't?
Jake maybe done somewhat.
In his whole life already, Jake never done nothing against Papa.
You know, I conceive this might be a good time for Jake to make the strike like what he told us it gives in the city.
Mama, I got to know now what he's doing.
Emma, now. Papa's maybe not the killing man. He's mean only.
I can't stand it, none. Not knowing this way. I can't stand it, Mama.
Faster you go now, Jake.
Papa, the old automobile car, it won't go none faster.
Faster, I say, Dapper.
But, Papa...
It gives no time for anything but killing.
Please, Papa, don't.
I'll kill him with my own hands dead. Dead where he should be already now.
Papa, it don't do no good to kill.
Dead and gone to the devil. For varmints and rats, the devil is waiting already. Get across the track there before the train comes, Jake.
Papa... I can't.
Get across, I say. I want no train to stop me now.
Mama, so I'd know.
Yeah, and if they come back, Papa must have his pancakes, shooting or no shooting. Do you feel to go to the spring house and bring me some milk up?
Yeah, Mama.
Skim milk or with the... Mama.
Huh?
Mama, he's coming by the gate in.
Papa?
No, Jake still, and on foot yet.
No automobile car, eh?
Jake. Jake.
Yeah, Emma.
Did he shoot Bill?
No. He didn't shoot him any.
Oh, Jake, thank you. Thank you.
For why you thank me?
Jake, where is he?
Who?
Papa.
Papa is all.
Jake, what happened?
The hand of God done it. Like what Papa used to say.
Used to say, Jake?
Yeah, Papa is all. A train at the bend there, it killed him.
A train killed Papa?
Yeah, Mama. For really.
It don't sound like Papa, none to be so in the way of a train.
Jake, what happened exactly?
Exactly? Well, Emma, it happened exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The old automobile car, mm-hmm. You know it was working some bad already. Mm-hmm. It stalled on the tracks with a train coming at.
It stalled, Jake?
Yeah, for really, Mama. I had time to jump only.
What about Papa? Why didn't he jump only?
What? For why he didn't? Why? He couldn't jump so fast, being old that way.
Jake, was he hit much?
The gas tank blowed up, Mama. The car, it's all burned already.
You mean it don't give whatever of Papa?
Maybe by now they found somewhat.
Yes. Oh, what they must find. Jake, I feel to see him.
Oh, Mama, now, it don't give nothing to see.
But I could look once. Take me to him, Jake.
Oh, think now, Mama. The automobile car.
Oh, Mrs. Yoto could take me, maybe. But it's so much to do here. Look now at that lamp, how it smokes.
Oh, I'll fix it, Mama.
There ain't no more lamps to fix now. It can give electric lights.
Yeah, and conveniences and such.
Mama can have now her telephone.
You can have now your young man in the parlor to sit.
Oh, Mama, was ever such a wonderful accident.
Emma, now, was Papa dead that way?
Well, that's what's wonderful, Mama. He's dead, and it's nobody's fault. And we can live now like other people.
Emma.
And, Mama, you can have your telephone, and Jake can study his mechanics drawing.
Yeah, Jake, you could go now to that school in Pittsburgh that you don't go to, Emmy.
Jake, and you can have a workshop, and I can have Bill.
Emma, Mama, wait once. Yeah. I got somewhat to tell you. No.
What is it, Jake?
Nothing, Mama. I was studying only about the devices and all.
Yeah, but, Jake, first we got to mourn some.
No, Mama. No, it gives no time for mourning.
Jake, now, your whole life you got for devices and conveniences.
My whole life? Yeah, but even so, I feel to hurry some.
Number still... No number I want. You rang me my telephone.
Mrs. Alcom, it's me.
Oh, Mrs. Yoto, the doorbell it was.
You were fast with your telephone, Mrs. Alcom, with Mr. Alcom dead 3 days only. It still don't give anything, Mr. Alcom?
No, not even a little piece.
Think on that.
Yeah, it wonders me how he could be vanished, like he was smoke or what.
Yeah, him such a hearty eater that day.
It's Jake only, trying out still the doorbell he made with the battery from the barn out. He wants it should ring this after when first Bill comes to call on Emma.
Such an event still.
Well, the afternoon he's got off and he's coming to sit with Emma out.
I can see she'll get her young man as good as if she had practiced that way. Jake's wonderful smart.
Yeah,
eh? Mrs. Oldham, I almost forgot what I come for. It's a birthday party at Beachless for little Lizzie with a 6-8 cake and candles at. Me and Mr. Vivanti should go along with us.
Oh, really, Mrs. Yoder? Papa don't uphold with... Poor Papa. We start soon already.
I go home. And Well, mister, we'll be tooting you the horn in a few minutes only.
Oh, it's my bets to make still in the docking hen on our nest yet.
Shake now. I suppose you'll be having machinery the whole place over.
If I do?
Oh, check. Mrs. Yoder wants I should go along with her and Mister to a party.
You're going, ain't?
The Dorking Hen now.
Oh, Mama, now. She won't hatch any if you watch.
Yeah, you come with Mrs. Oldcamp. I'll come right back in a minute with Mister.
Oh, such a kind woman is Mrs. Yoder.
Yeah, an awful talking kind woman.
Mama. Oh, Emma, is your new dress already done now?
Not quite, Mama, but I'll have it done already. Behind he comes. What's Jake doing now?
Tearing the house apart some. Leave him.
Emma has right.
Yeah, well, Emma. It wonders me with Papa dead so soon you wait a little for your young man come.
She's been waiting full long already.
And he has the afternoon off, Mama.
3 days only. That ain't so long to mourn for poor Papa. Sometimes it worries me because I forget to mourn any.
Mama, do you miss him for all?
Do I miss him?
If he was to come back, would you be glad for to see him?
Come back, he can't, Jake.
But if he did, would you be glad?
Papa's dead, Jake. It ain't needful to say I'd be glad or not.
Of course not. You talk crazy, Jake.
Oh, it's Mrs. Yoster now. My bonnet, I must get
you. Oh, here it is, Mama.
Emma, my bed's to make.
Oh, now, don't worry, Mama. I'll make them.
To a birthday party. I'm going still with a six-egg cake.
Have a good time, Mama.
Yeah, it gives a wonderful time. With Mrs. Yoster and Mister and their convertible automobile car with the radio
Mrs.
Alcom.
Good to go by the
lessons,
maybe.
Yeah. Mrs. Yoder, it gives the new baby by the Schultzes. Could be stopped by there, maybe.
If you feel so.
When he starts Benny, he's got the mumps.
Mumps, Stevie?
You didn't know that.
Oh, so busy had been, Mrs. Alcom.
With the telephone, had such wonderful things happen if you know it only. Could we stop maybe to see Benny too, Mr. Yoder?
Such much you're so close.
Yeah, ain't.
If Mrs. Alcom feels to stop, we stop.
Ach, mister, that's full kind of you.
Kindness you got coming to you, Mrs. Alcom.
Mama's been gone 2 hours already.
Yeah. A wonderful time she must be having.
Oh, Jake, it's like she's a new person.
Yeah, ain't.
The doorbell now. Couldn't be Bill so soon already.
I look once, Emma. No, it's Zimmer's kin, Brendel.
The policeman?
Yeah, well.
Hello, Jake. May I come in?
Yeah.
Hello, Miss Emma.
Hello.
Well, things look mighty different around here.
It's Papa gone only.
Sorry to hear about that. Jake, you were there, weren't you? How did it happen?
I told already.
I don't believe what you told. Nobody does. They just want to believe it because nobody liked your father. I don't believe you killed him.
I didn't kill him.
Look here, Jake. A man's reported dead. I'm sent to investigate, and I can't find a trace of his body.
The gas tank...
Yeah, I know. It blowed up. But that's not enough, Jake. You'd better tell me now, or you'll find that some people who won't be as easy on you will be asking you a lot of questions.
I told already.
You've got to tell more, Jake, or else you're going to find yourself in plenty of trouble for killing your father.
But I said I didn't kill him.
You'll have to do better than say. Can you prove it, Jake?
Yeah.
How? Look, Jake, I'm your friend, but I'm a policeman, too. I've got to know. How can you prove it?
I can prove it. I can prove it for the reason he ain't dead. Poor Mama.
Thank you, Mrs. Yoder. Thank you, mister.
We go soon again, Mrs. Alcom.
Yeah, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Take it. It's Mama back now.
Do we got to tell her?
Jake, of course.
Oh, she'll be wonderful disheartened. She's been enjoying him dead so much.
Oh, such an afternoon by Lefferts, by this
Mama.
By Schultz.
Mama.
But, yeah, Em, is somewhat wrong?
Mama, it's Papa still.
Papa.
He ain't dead.
Jake? Not any?
No, Mama.
But you said he was dead.
I know, but he ain't. I hit him some.
Jake, you lifted your hand again, your pocket.
Not my hand, Mama. A monkey wrench only.
Now.
It was a freight train stopped on the tracks there, and Papa yelling all the time how he'd shoot his revolver at Emma's young man, and I couldn't suffer it no more, so I hit him with a wrench the head over.
Oh, you might have killed him.
Not Papa. He went loose some, but he wasn't always dead, and it wasn't nobody looking, so I put him on the train in a coal car.
With the coal axe?
Yes, Mama. The automobile car I let on the bend for the flyer to hit so I could say Papa was in it.
Now, such a lie you told.
Yeah, it was full much sinful of me for all. Brendel, the policeman, conceded he ought to put me in jail.
The policeman, yes? He was here, Mama, behind you left. He said maybe he can get Jake out of it if only Papa turns up all right.
Oh, I'd go to jail sooner.
Papa'll be wonderful spited with his head hit so. He'll be some smutty from cold that way.
Oh, when I put him on the train, I conceded maybe he wouldn't come back ever. Them trains go wonderful far.
Oh, Jake, they come just as far back.
In a coal car yet. Jake, you'll soon be sorry. Zima! Zima! Zima!
Mr. Aukamp, a ghost you must be. A black ghost.
No ghost yet. Black with coal iron.
Yeah, but you're dead, we heard.
Dead still?
Yeah, train at the bend. It hit your automobile car. The gas tank blowed up. Jake, give it out that way.
Yeah, Jake. Jake got somewhat to answer for. Zimmer, you take me now in your truck.
Yeah, Mr. Aukamp.
Take me now to the cutoff at the new road.
Here, Mr. Aukamp?
Yeah, Zimmer. Here I get out.
You don't want I should take you home?
No, you go now. I got some work to do first.
Yeah, Mr. Aukamp.
You, Mr. there.
Yeah? What you want?
We have worked the head surveyor on this crew.
Oh, over there by the bend.
That him? All alone there?
Yeah, that's him.
The Lord led me to him where he works all alone by himself.
Say, listen, mister, he ain't taking on any more workers now.
The hand of God takes me to him now.
Suit yourself. Won't do you any good.
Good it will do me. Good it won't do him none.
Come in.
Mrs. Aukamp. Mrs. Aukamp.
Mr. Zimmer.
I seen him.
Papa?
Yeah, by the station. I picked him up.
You brought him home now?
No, Jake. He told me, leave him by the cutoff at the new road.
Mama, Mama, now he'll shoot Bill. Oh.
I learn you to do like you done with my daughter. I learn you.
Papa, did you do somewhat to Bill?
If I did?
Papa, tell me, please.
Tell you, Emma? For what?
Please, Papa.
So you are some surprised to see me back already.
Yeah, Papa.
You put out I'm dead. The gas tank blowed up. It gives nothing whatever of Papa. It gives more than ever of Papa now. So, Jake.
Yeah, Papa.
You thought to kill me still.
I was waxed a little only.
You was waxed? Think on that once.
Papa, Ain't you doing me nothing now? The whip or what?
The whip? Ach, no, Jake. The whip is too good for you now. It gives a chain now. To tie you like a mad dog in the house only.
Oh, Papa.
And you, Emma, with the foreigner you thought to take up.
Papa, what have you done to him?
Too much freedom I give you before. It gives now no chance to take up with nobody at all ever.
Papa, it didn't give no chance before.
No? So how did Emma go already to the picture show with that gypsy? And you, Mama, with your visitors, the policeman, and Mrs. Yoder talking her mouth off the day long.
Papa, it was so little only.
Little or big? It's no more of such things now. Nobody come in this house or out the house either. The rest of your life now, you none of you do nothing without I say you can only. Understand? Understand, I said?
Yeah, Papa. Come in, so. Ach, Mr. Brendel.
Mr. Brendel. Oh, Mr. Brendel, please. Please take me with you to jail now.
It's all right, Jake.
But I tried to kill Papa. A real jail for the rest of my life I'd sooner have than this jail here.
It's your father I want, Jake, not you. You've got to come with me, Mr. O'Camp.
Well, why?
You know why.
Please, Mr. Brendel, what's he done?
The surveying crew found their foreman in the hollow near the cutoff. He'd been shot with a revolver.
Oh, Emma, she's so...
She's all right, Mrs. O'Camp. She's fainted.
Oh, poor Emma, poor Emma.
It's only a shoulder wound, Mrs. O'Camp.
Oh, Emma, check, drink some water now. Emma, it's all right. Still, he's not dead now.
Mama.
He's not dead, Emma. Papa didn't shoot straight.
You shot him, didn't you, Mr. O'Camp?
Yeah, I shot him. I had the right to shoot him. He disgraced my daughter.
Yeah, we'll tell that in court.
Yeah, I tell it still. I'll tell I was defending my own family. And they won't so much as put me in jail, even.
They will, won't they, Mr. Brendel? They will put him in jail.
I don't know, Jake. You never can tell how juries will feel, especially about a man defending his own family.
Oh, if I'd hit him some harder only.
Come along, Mr. O'Kent.
I've done the Lord's will, and I've got nothing to fear. Yeah, I'll come along. But I'll be back soon. Soon I'll be back, and then I'll learn you all. Ah, telephonette. I'll remember that, too, behind I get back. Mama, make something about that ringing. Long you won't have it to make.
Yeah, Papa.
It's the doorbell now, Mama.
Oh, yeah. Come in. Bill.
Hello, Emma.
Oh, Bill, are you all right?
Well, sure, Emma. Why wouldn't I be?
Papa didn't shoot you none.
He don't seem no way shot.
Who is this gypsy?
Say, what is this? What's going on here? Is your name Renfield? Why, no, officer. My name's Clayton.
Well, Mr. O'Camp, here's the man you should have shot.
Well, why I should have?
So you're Papa. Well, I thought you were dead.
No, he's not dead, but he's in plenty of trouble. Well, Mr. O'Camp, it looks like you shot the wrong man.
I asked him still. I asked him he was, well, he was the headman for the crew in the cutoff. And with his lying mouth, he told me he was.
Say, wait a minute. Renfield was headman this afternoon. You must have shot him.
Yeah. But he didn't kill him, none. Will they hang him now, Mr. Brendel?
Pray not, Jake, but we can get him a nice long sentence in jail.
Well, why you can?
Because you can't say you were defending your family from poor Renfield. He didn't even know your family.
Oh, Papa, you was so headlong always.
Come along, O'Camp, and come quickly. Walk ahead of me.
I'll show you one.
Put down that gun, O'Camp. Wait, get a rope, Jake. We don't have time.
No,
you
don't have to tie him in.
So now, Papa. You go.
And when you come back, we'll have full much of the vices and conveniences.
And when you come back, I'll be your son-in-law. Won't I, Emma?
You'll be nothing whatever to Papa. Only to me, you'll be everything.
You see, Papa, now we'll make things our way here. And when you come back, you make them our way, too. Or else don't bother to come back none at all.
In jail as soon as they then come back to this house full of vice and sin.
It gives no vice or sin in this house, Papa, once you're gone from it.
You set yourself against me?
I set myself with the law.
You dares to put the law of man above the law of God himself?
No, Papa, not above the law of God, above your law only.
My law is God's law.
There you have wrong, Papa. Your law is your law only. And you ain't no ways God. Not no ways at all.
curtain has fallen on the Theater Guild on-the-air production of Papa Is All by Patterson Dream, sponsored by the United States Steel Corporation. Oscar Homolka was starred as Papa and Eileen McMahon as Mama. Emma was played by Peggy Conklin, Jake by Elliot Reed. And here is George Hicks with a word for you.
May I take this opportunity to wish each of you the finest, happiest kind of Christmas and the best of everything for 1947. And I'd also like to read you a very brief holiday message from Mr. Irving S. Olds, Chairman of the Board of U.S. Steel. With Christmas only a few days away, I should like to extend, on behalf of United States Steel Corporation, a greeting of best wishes for Christmas and the New Year to all you who are listening to this program and to our 28,000 stockholders and to the 275,000 men and women who are members of U.S. Steel's great family of workers in plants, mills, and offices all over the country. May each one of you enjoy fully the holiday season with those who are close and dear to you. And may God grant that you and your children shall always share in the blessings of Christmas, secure in the possession of the individual freedom given by the American way of life, a way of life that has produced better living and greater happiness for more people than any other the world has ever known. Now here is Roger Pryor with a word about next week's play.
Next week, ladies and gentlemen, the Theater Guild on the Air presents the colorful melodrama Broadway by Philip Dunning and George Abbott, starring Academy Award winner James Dunn, whom you remember in A Tree Grows in Brooklyn and who is currently starred in That Brennan Girl, and Shirley Booth, star of many Broadway plays and radio programs. So be sure to listen next week when the Theater Guild on the Air brings you Broadway. And now, on behalf of the Theater Guild, let me extend Christmas greetings to friends in the theater, in radio, to our sponsor, the United States Steel Corporation, and to you.
Remember next week, Broadway by Philip Dunning and George Abbott, starring James Dunn and Shirley Booth and featuring Roger Pryor. And remember, too, that the trademark of United States Steel, USS, on any steel product is your guide to quality steel. The Theater Guild on the Air is under the supervision of Teresa Helburn and Lawrence Langner, with Homer Fickett, director, Carol Irwin, production executive, and our Minor Marshall, executive director of the radio department. Music was composed and conducted by Harold Levy, and the play was adapted by Peggy Lampson. Our cast included Mrs. Yoder, Enid Markey, Bill, Gary Merrill, Zimmer, Harold Dierenforth, Mr. Brendel, Guy Arbery, Mr. Yoder, Edwin Jerome, Mrs. Dinkelberger, Ida Heineman, a bidder, Chester Stratton, and the auctioneer, Donald McDonald. Your announcer, Norman Brokenshire. The United States Steel Corporation hopes that you'll be with us next Sunday at the same time.
This is ABC.